Clyde?
Yes.
When you get them started, then they start their auto ship the second month?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
Well, I do to get them on auto ship, then pick up about $400 worth of products.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, now you've got a 20% discount on everything. But I says, right now, on some selected products, I can get you an extra 20%. And
okay.
So why don't we just go ahead and get that filled out right now?
So you make that 100 auto ship part of their 500?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and I, but see, I don't mention, I don't say auto ship.
Okay.
And I don't say $500 to keep someone from passing you. I say, as long as we do this, it'll qualify you for the big bonuses down the road.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't talk about, you know, that's kind of negative when you're doing this to keep someone from passing you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just say, let's do this. You do this now, and you qualify you for the big bonuses.
Thank you.
So, it's simple, guys. Real, real simple.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep it that way, let's say I'd like to just keep it as simple as I can and let the, you know, something that everybody feels like they can do. Yeah, I can do that, guys. So we got so sophisticated, or we did around here, we got so sophisticated with the business that everybody got to the point they didn't think they could do it. So we're just backing off to the very simple stuff that we basically started with when we had a few products and didn't know what we was doing. We just now back off to base the original, keep it very simple like that, and I say it's working good for us.
Clyde, do you meet with your original four? I mean, I'm sure you probably have more than that, but do you, like, make it a point to meet with those four people together at times?
Oh, not really.
Okay.
No, I'm basically, once we get them started going, you know, you can't drive it, you know, excitement comes from the bottom up.
Sure.
And I can't push excitement down.
Okay.
And so I just, you know, the only reason to have a meeting is to schedule another meeting.
Right.
And so if I started you today, let's just say we had a breakfast this morning, and
mm-hmm.
I started you then, I'm going to find out what you might be doing at noon today at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
See if we couldn't get together with some of your friends at lunch.
Okay.
If we get two or three people, see, I want to make certain that everybody gets a check their first month.
Right.
If they get a check their first month, it just kind of locks them in.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Well, does anyone ever ask you what happens if they decide they don't want to stay on auto ship or if the chain gets broken? How do you respond to that?
Oh, they might decide that, you know, but I just sit down, with them and talk to them about how important it is that this is the plan. You agree to the plan to start with, and the plan requires $100 each month. And since we've started doing this, we've increased to the point that probably a third of our group is now on total organization, probably on auto ship, which we weren't before. It seemed like they just did not take us seriously. But now this is the plan you agreed to. And so now everybody stays on this, and I'll go through and help them figure out, you know, we've got people that I won't take any pills. We've got people this and that. That's fine, but let's just, you know, if you don't want to, let's figure out something else here for you to use it. You think you could, you know, maybe move a twin pack and something else, you know, or whatever, to get them to realizing how, and remember, you got that check for $1,000 or whatever. Now, if you wouldn't have done your 100, I call that insurance. I see, you know, by doing this every month, that just ensures you that you're going to get your bonus from what these people are doing. And that's don't expect them to do something you're not. And so I'll kind of get a little bit, you know, a little tough love with them on that.
Interesting.
Okay.
How deep do some of the legs go, Clyde?
What's that?
How deep do they go? How deep do they go down?
How what now? I didn't.
How deep?
How deep?
When you keep going down and down and down.
Down. Well, I've always figured I'd go down until I find somebody that's excited. That, you know, in our other business, we figure that if you get a line 7 deep, you're going to find a silver. And so, if you stop and think about 20% of the people are going to be successful. And I don't figure I got a line, even got a line until I get at least three deep. Because if you only got one person or something in line and he quits, you're done. If you got three, four people down below, and I want to drive it down that deep as fast as I can. We started a group here last month, and let's see, there, one, two, three, four, they're five deep. So we want to drive it straight on down. They can always fill their blanks in, and I want them to realize that. But let's go straight on down right now. If I can get them three or four deep in a week, that's what I like to do. And people don't quit normally when you got people down below because they never know what that person is going to do. And so they're afraid to quit because they might be doing something to make them money. And sometimes if they kind of get to thinking about that, I'll tell them a little bit about Dave Johnson and then his sponsor quitting and how much money he lost because he quit. And so I started out about 11 below Dave Johnson, and now we're on Dave Johnson's second level.
Wow.
So Dave always says, get in, don't quit. And I'll call Dave once in a while, you know, when we're going to make this run for a diamond. I call Dave and I said, Dave, give me some words of wisdom. What do I need to do here to get this over? He always tells you the same thing. Very simple. See the people. Okay? Too many of us tried to do it with the people we've got, and they're sitting there watching us, and we're trying to... We just train the fool out of them, you know, until they train them until they quit. There's no people in that kit that you get, and I hope they don't spend too much time on that, because let's get you some people started just as fast as we can. And that's my goal. Get some people started.
I like this approach. I really like this approach.
I do too. Clyde, do you find people that you sponsor and they sponsor? I mean, what I'm trying to figure out is, are you everywhere for all these people three and four levels deep, or do people take the lead and start going out doing what you did with them?
That's our goal.
Okay.
Sometimes you've got to go down three, four,
right,
five levels deep before you find somebody that picks up the reins and runs.
Okay, okay.
And that I go down until I get to find somebody that that wants to take my place.
Okay. But this seems a lot easier to me because it's so precise,
yep,
than some of the other things that I've seen. It seems like it'd be easier to teach them to teach the next generation.
Yes, we had so many processes, so many of this, mm-hmm, and so many of that, and got all messed up. And I wanted something that was simple enough and duplicatable enough that everybody could do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm... my wife says I'm a controlling type person. Anyway, so I want to just tell them what they need to do and see who runs. You know, who wants to do it in a hurry? And you see, I guess maybe somebody probably know, but see, my wife 6 years ago had cardiac arrest. She's walking down the hall. She fell over dead. 25 minutes. Called 911, got them here with started hitting her with the paddles and so forth. And between 25 and 30 minutes before they got a response, got a heartbeat. And by that time, actually, her brain should be dead, but they loaded her up and took her to the hospital. And after being in the emergency room for 5 hours, the new neurologist come out and says, well, Mr. Davies, looks like the only thing we can find is maybe your wife has lost some of her short-term memory loss. So now she says, I got an excuse not remembering anything. But she had her mag steps on when she went down. Okay? So the only thing we could figure was, it kept things moving through her body and enough oxygen left in it that her brain did not die. And so she's still around. She does have a lot of heart problems stuff now because her body did release all those chemicals and all this stuff. So her immunity is very bad. So she takes lots of immunity, and now the J. Green product, we are great product users. We love the product. But when you approach someone with products, you're trying to sell them something. And people resist being sold something. I want them to want to buy it. Somebody buys what they want. If you let them buy it, it's a whole lot different than when you sell it to them. So let people buy this stuff